located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here at 9:54, talking with John Ford. He's the one of the Riley County Commissioners. We have Riley County Councilor Clancy Holman and Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry joining us here as well. Well, we talked a lot about the budget here. You have to have the budget set by a certain date here.
I think that's got to be officially published in late August.
Okay.
So we're going to have some work sessions here towards the end of June. Some people have some vacation time and stuff that are part of all this that are taking that, and then it'll be, you know, straight down that road. I'm confident that we'll, in the next few weeks, get under the cap. I'm not worried about that. It's kind of where we go from there. My personal observation would be that we try to do what we can to provide the steps and the increases for our employees. I think that's critically important to keep the staff that we have. I believe that's what really makes the Riley County run. So that's going to be an important part of that process. But in order to be able to accomplish that, we're going to have to probably do some things either administratively or operationally to make up for it, to get that down and get that more to a flatter level, and to be able to accomplish that. And that's probably going to be the most difficult task of trying to prepare that 2020 budget moving forward. So
really the rest of the meetings here this month probably be more 90% focused on budget stuff, right?
We still go through just our regular staffing updates and stuff, you know, in there. It looks like to me that to really get down to the nitty-gritty with this, it'll require some extra sessions outside of that. So probably June 24th, June 27th, that time frame. We'll definitely have to have those to get that worked underneath there, because we do have a July 1st deadline if we were to put a tax cap increase on the ballot. So we definitely at least have to work to get that part of it accomplished, and then we'd have the rest of July to kind of work it down and get it finalized. So.
All right. Anything, Greg, from your department that is coming up here soon that you'd like to highlight?
Well, one thing that I try to let people know this time of the year, you'll see our people out and about more often. You know, the summer months and most of the fall, we're out doing verifications of sales. We have a lot of those here in Riley County, and they typically occur between about March 1st and the end of August, end of September. So we're out looking at those properties and verifying with a property owner if we can, you know, is the sale price correct? You know, if not, tell us why, and just verifying that the data that we have is correct. And we're also mandated to physically visit one-sixth of our properties every year. So between those two things and the building permits that we see coming up during those months, it's a pretty busy season for our appraisers in the field, and people wonder why we're out there. That's why, and we're just striving to be accurate. That's really our only focus and reason for doing this.
Yeah, I talk about it. You know, we talk about John's job being tough. I know your job's tough too, because you have a lot of people who probably disagree with how you appraise things.
Well, you know, people ask me that a lot. I would say it's probably fair to say that we have a few people who disagree on a regular basis, pretty vocally and adamantly. But overall, I think we have a great relationship with most of the property owners, and we remind people that we're property owners and taxpayers too, so we really understand what they're talking about. But our emphasis is just on being accurate, and that starts with the data collection, making sure we have accurate data on the property characteristics of the house or the structure.
Very good. Clancy, anything from your side of things here?
Probably the most visible thing our office is going to do is at the end of June, we'll be having the next tax foreclosure sale. And people just need to kind of watch the newspaper. There'll be a notice of the specific date. There are very few properties. I think there's under 10 this year. Deputy County Counselor Craig Cox works that very hard during the year, as does our staff. We have two very good ladies that work in the office, Jill Seaton and Jana Chingwei, and they both do a huge amount of work to contact taxpayers who are delinquent on their real property taxes and let them know that, yes, the county's serious. You do need to keep your real property taxes current, again, to avoid that smaller version of a tax shift. That money that doesn't come in on real property taxes, even on homes or businesses, it's going to be made up somewhere. And the idea is the person who owns the property needs to pay it.
All right. Well, we've covered a lot of bases here, and we appreciate everybody calling in here to the show today with their questions and concerns. This will be something to watch here, this June 24th. We'll have to mark that on our calendar and see what the results are of the next hearing here with the Home Depot store, and go from there. And I encourage people to keep following this issue here, because it is going to affect all taxpayers here, not just in Raleigh County, but in the entire state.
You know, I think there'll be several other discussions along the road, joint county city meetings and so on. So there's plenty of opportunity to get educated.
All right. John Ford, Clancy Holman, Greg McHenry, guys, thanks so much for being here. And we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right. That'll do it for In Focus here today on News Radio KMAN.